Joining me is former Hereford United striker Owen Pickard. First question's a bit long-winded, but there's a point to this. Back in the summer of 1992, me and my dad went to a school fete which was opened by Greg Downes, and he said he was on the verge of signing a striker from Plymouth, which was yourself. Was it easy decision to move to Edgar Street?
Yes, it was really, because you know it was league football. I think Greg Downes at the time, you know, after doing a bit of research, you'd see, well, he's played in an FA Cup final, you know, a winner. So that's quite inspiring. So, yeah, you think, well, I've got a good manager stroke coach to hopefully improve my football. So I'd say, yeah, it was quite an easy move, although I had other offers abroad. I had, I think it was Merthyr Tydfil and Raith Rovers also. So, yeah, there was a few options, but, yeah, definitely to stay in the England Professional League was probably the best option for me.
You had a great start to your Hereford career, 4 goals in the first week. Do you still remember your opening day goal against Scarborough, which was a bit special?
Yes, I do. It's probably one of the best goals I've scored outside the box. Didn't score too many outside the box, to be honest. I think it was Derek Hall that passed it inside to me and just volleyed on the turn outside the box, and yeah, great strike in the top corner. So you know, it always gets your confidence going if you can score any type of goal, but to score a volley makes it extra special.
You were top scorer in your first season at Edgar Street, but there was disappointment in the FA Cup. We lost to Yeovil in a replay, and we could have gone on to play Arsenal, and that must have been really devastating for the dressing room to miss out on that match.
Yes, I think, you know, when you've drawn the first game against Yeovil away, coming back home knowing, you know, that the winners are going to play Arsenal, it was really disappointing to miss out. Unfortunately, and ironically, our player manager got sent off and probably cost us the game.
How did you enjoy linking up with Simon Brain in your first season?
Well, yeah, Simon's a great player, lots of energy, really good lad, very passionate. So he almost played the role that I played in my second season, where Simon would do all the horrible work and create so many chances for other people. And so great player to play with as far as chances go. For me personally, you know, he created quite a few goals, I would suggest.
The second season, you had a new strike partner in Chris Pike. What was he like?
Again, what a finisher. You know, excellent goal scorer. But I think it was the roles were reversed when I played up front with Simon or maybe some other strikers, that they would do most of the hard work and create chances for me, whereas the second season with Chris, he was more of a immobile striker, so it would be me doing all the channel runs and all the hard work chasing to create chances for him. So I think probably one of the best finishes I've played with Chris was, but unfortunately probably was a detriment to my game.
As a striker, was that hard for you in losing confidence, as in not scoring as many goals that second season?
Definitely. I think it has an impact on quite a few things, actually, because you know, you're not going to get as many chances. You know that because you're doing all the other work. Although I think often fans don't see the players that do the dirty work, the hard work, and, you know, the people that get the glory, the ones that maybe do the finishing touch. So it's difficult. And of course, your confidence is improved by scoring goals and being around the box all the time. So, yeah, I think it does suffer. And then, you know, people start to, the fans maybe start to question how good you are and if you should be in the side. So, you know, you're fighting against those things all the time, because as a striker, you know, you're judged on your goals. So, yeah, it was really difficult and certainly not as enjoyable as the first season.
You left Hereford at the end of the season. Did you want to stay, or was it decided by yourself and Greg that you'd move on?
Yeah, it was a bit of a joint decision, really. Yeah, I think things just weren't going too well on the pitch. And although I had a great time at Hereford, you know, I met some great people, and you know, we had some good times. And to be honest, you know, we had a very limited budget, so as a team, we had to really scrap every game. And you know, when it came to the last probably third of the season, we always managed to have a night out to re-establish our friendships and everything else, and make that team bonding a little bit better, and ultimately managed to all pull together and stave off relegation. So yeah, it was you know, it was tough, but I suppose enjoyable at the same time that you managed to stay in the league.
Watching the videos, Edgar Street looked sparsely populated. Obviously, we were towards the bottom of the league most seasons. Was it quite hard playing in that environment where you could pretty much hear everything the crowd would say?
Yeah, when it's derogatory, definitely you can hear it. You know, it seems to be magnified, doesn't it, when somebody mentions your name and it's not a nicer comment. Yeah, so possibly difficult, but you know, the fans as a whole were really, really good. So you know, the ones that probably knew something about football wouldn't make those comments. So yeah, I think great fans as a whole, but you know, you're always going to get a few that aren't so nice. And unfortunately, you know, those are the comments you hear, and it does make it difficult at times, but you know, as a professional, you just have to get on with it.
Derek Hall seemed pretty inspirational during your time at Edgar Street. What was he like as a captain?
Yeah, I mean, Derek was easygoing most of the time, but yeah, he could, in the dressing room, half-time, full-time, you know, if you weren't pulling your weight, then he would make the comments that were needed. And you know, I mean, on the pitch, you know, what a great goal scorer from midfield. Exceptional.
You left Hereford, went on to Dorchester and Yeovil. You're now retired. Can you tell us what you're doing for a living now?
I'm actually a cooperative now. So, yeah, I've been doing it for 19 years. And, yeah, it's good. It's a job, you know, but to leave football to get a real job. So, yeah, it's been 19 years now. You know, it pays the bills.
And do you follow the fortunes of Hereford FC, who've just made it three promotions in a row?
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, I've watched them down when they played at Barnstable, made the effort, and I've watched them play at Biddeford, I think, the season before. Or maybe the season before that, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I've seen the progression all the way through, and it's great. You know, I love it, and I love the fact that the fans basically own the club now, I believe. I like that within clubs, because it just means it's going to be run the right way, because in football these days, we've seen it happen so many times, which is what happened to Hereford in the first place. You know, the finances, if they're not used properly, then these things can happen. But, you know, it's great to see that they've got where they've got, and, you know, long may it continue, and they get back to the second division, or League Two now, as they call it, and hopefully higher.